ABC Radio Darwin.
I can't believe how many people literally cannot cook an egg. So I'm going to talk you through boiling, frying and poaching eggs.
Boiling an egg, take it away.
Okay, so first up, before we even get started cooking our eggs, before we even take them out of the carton, picture your kitchen. Everything in it pretty much stays the same. Like the number of times you bring home a new saucepan is maybe once every couple of years. So you're using the same things over and over again. Therefore, they are not variables. They stay the same. So if things don't work when you do your eggs, it's because the things that are variable, for instance, the heat, the amount of heat you apply, or the time it takes to apply that heat, they're the variables that you need to change, okay? Because you're not going to change your pot, and eggs are pretty much all pretty standard. So get a smallish saucepan, the smallishest one that you have, and fill it with boiling water and get it on a nice bubbling boil. To do a perfect boiled egg, all you have to do is then lower your egg, your raw egg, into that boiling water using a spoon and then set a timer for 6 minutes. That is all it takes.
Is the egg coming straight out of the fridge or is the egg getting to room temperature?
When I make it, Liz, my eggs are coming out of the fridge because I live in a pretty hot climate and I would recommend that you do it too. The step that you can't skip is the spoon because if you just drop it into the pot, it will probably crack. Now, I have made these eggs in front of my elderly auntie who was like, no, you put the egg into cold water and you bring it up to boil. And she refused to believe that this would work, even though I was doing it right in front of her eyes. If you don't drop the egg into the pot, it won't crack. And you'll get a perfectly boiled egg every single time.
6 minutes delivers what level of boiled egg? Hard boiled or runny, gooey centre?
The perfect runny, centred egg.
Correct answer.
Thank you. So if you don't like them a bit runny, then add another minute. But really set your timer. Everyone's got a timer if they've got a smartphone. So set your timer. And if it doesn't work this time, add a few seconds because the time and the heat are the only two variable things about this equation. All right, next is a fried egg. Surprisingly, people find these really difficult to do too. So I'll just talk you through it, even though I think everybody does know how to fry an egg, even you.
No, Liz. Mine always stick to the fry pan.
Okay, great. Okay, so what you need is a nonstick fry pan if possible. If you don't, you can lay down a piece of nonstick paper. But if you don't even want to do that, definitely just a spray of oil or a lick of butter. The trick is, and this is probably where you're getting it wrong, is you think you need to rage that heat up onto the pan, whereas in fact a quite low temperature will give you a better fried egg. The other trick is, if you can, place a lid on top of the pan once you've cracked the egg into it.
Have never done that. Have recently come across that lowering the heat.
Yep.
And seen what a difference that makes.
Makes a huge difference.
But didn't know about the lid. What does the lid do?
The lid helps the steam stay inside the pan, and so that top part of the fried egg, which can sometimes stay gelatinous while the bottom is burning. And you know that gooey kind of slime of raw egg that's not nice?
Mm-hmm.
The steam kind of cooks that top area, so you get a much more rounded cook on your fried egg.
It's like you've been in my kitchen while I've been frying eggs.
Okay, the last one I want to do is poached egg. So again, you need a small pot of boiling water. And I actually like to measure out the boiling water, so I place 2 cups of boiling water into my small pan and then 1/4 cup of cheap white vinegar. So I actually use the vinegar that I use for cleaning. It's really, really cheap. It's like $1 per 3 litres.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff I buy to clean the walls.
Yeah, exactly. So 1/4 cup of that to 2 cups of boiling water. And then you want to watch what the boil looks like. So a big raging bubble is too intense. You want kind of like a spa bath, just plop, plop bubbles, you know, plop, plop bubbles.
Yep.
Can you picture that? Yep. And then you crack your eggs into the plop, plop water and just kind of lower those in. So the egg is open and you just break it open slowly and that whole egg just drops into the water. Keep it cooking at that plop, plop level, not raging hot, for about 2.5 to 3 minutes. And the crucial ingredient here is that your eggs need to be fresh. So if you've tried this before and your eggs seem to split and the yolk breaks out and it leaks all over the place, those chances are those eggs are not fresh. They've been sitting in the cupboard for too long.
Does this mean I don't have to do any whirlpools?
No whirlpools, no.
Why have we been told about doing whirlpools for your poached eggs with the vinegar in the past?
I think people thought it would make your egg go to a teardrop sort of shape.
Yeah.
But to be honest, in my experience, if you really want a teardrop, you need a much deeper pan with a lot more water and a lot more vinegar, and then you can sort of drop it from height and then it falls heavily into the water. But I find that's way too much.
We don't need to do that.
No,
we don't need to get that complicated.
We actually don't. And to lift those eggs out, this is another trick, is you need a slotted spoon if possible. So the sort of thing that you scrape things up with, but with holes in it.
Yep.
And then you scoop out that egg, give it a sec to drain on a clean tea towel so it's not all vinegary and wet before you plop it onto your toast.
Yumi, within about 5 or 6 minutes, I feel like I have become an expert. Oh my gosh. You crack me up. Yumi, thank you.
ABC Radio Darwin.